Regional Program Leader for Asia and the Pacific, dear representatives, experts, excellency, ladies and gentlemen, good morning. Welcome to LACA for the Regional Consultative Workshop, Strengthening Governance of Aquaculture for Sustainable Development in Asia Pacific and demographic changing in fishing communities in Asia. I'm very glad to meet you in NACA today. I hope you get used to the climate, food, and the environment in Bangkok. Aquaculture has a history of more than 1,000 years, so it's usually regarded as a traditional industry. It can be considered that it started from the fork initiative of fish farming. However, it is an important industry in the Asia-Pacific region. It has developed rapidly in the past three decades, which gives it very different characteristics from other agriculture industry. In fact, the developing characteristics of agriculture in the past three decades are effectively promoted by the international organizations' efforts and the government's inputs in policies, regulations, standards, technological innovations, education, training, and other aspects in the basis of the original traditional farming industry. At present, the development of agriculture has faced new challenges in its sustainability. The development of agriculture needs to be prepared to achieve the 2030 Sustainable Development Goals proposed by the United Nations. As the key driver of the development of modern agriculture, it is necessary to carry out a study on the mechanism of the governance of agriculture. Therefore, the Regional Consultative Workshop Strengthening Governance of Agriculture for Sustainable Development in Asia Pacific, initiated by FAO Regional Representatives Office for Asia and the Pacific, is of profound significant in reviewing the dynamics and the mechanisms of agriculture development in the region. I would like to thank our FAO colleagues, especially Mr. Miao Weiming, for initiating the supporting this project. It's hoped that through the discussing of this workshop, you will summarize the key drivers of sustainable development of agriculture, provide cases studies for the formulation of sustainable development strategy for agriculture, and drive the sustainable development of agriculture industry in this region. I hope that all of you experts and representatives will use the schedule of this workshop to exchange experience for relevant countries, enhance mutual affection, and make new friends, and strengthening the connection with LACA so as to carry out more cooperation with LACA in the future. To promote the sustainable development of the agriculture industry in the region. Have a good day in Bangkok. If you have any comments or suggestions in the organization of this meeting, please feel free to contact us. Thank you for FAO, your experts, and the representatives' participation. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Dr. Huang Jie. Maybe I just give a very brief introduction about him. He's our Director General of the Network of Aquaculture Centers in Asia Pacific. Honorable speakers, distinguished guests, workshop participants, ladies and gentlemen, first of all, I would like to introduce myself. My name is Yuan De Rong. I'm working at the Network of Aquaculture Centers in Asia Pacific as a senior program officer. And very good to see all you here today. On behalf of the organizers of the workshop, I would like to extend my warmest welcome to all of you to the regional consultative workshop, Strengthening Governance of Aquaculture for Sustainable Development in Asia Pacific and Demographic Change in Fishing Communities in Asia. So that means our workshop, we have two major themes. The first one is aquaculture governance. The second one is about demographic change in fishing community in Asia Pacific. This workshop is organized and co-hosted by FAO Regional Office for Asia and the Pacific, Network of Aquaculture Centers in Asia Pacific, Department of Fisheries, Thailand. Today, so we have more or less like 40 participants, including aquaculture experts, professors from universities, and government officers, and representatives from development partners, joining this workshop to review the status of and look for the ways to strengthen aquaculture governance for sustainable development of this crucially important food production sector. We will also look into the demographic change in fishing community in Asia, the causative factors, changing dynamics, potential consequences and opportunities, and pathways to achieve better preparedness for fishing communities to cope with the change. We hope to be able to conclude certain development agendas and actions during this workshop for the region at large. Ladies and gentlemen, to begin with, I would like to invite Ms. Xiangjun Yao, the regional program leader of FAO Regional Office for Asia and the Pacific, to deliver her welcome speech. Ms. Yao, please.
Thank you very much, Dr. Yuan. And respected Jia Huang, Network of Aquaculture Centers in Asia and Pacific. Dr. Huang is a Chinese. Yuan is a Chinese. I'm a Chinese. But it does not mean that this workshop is organized by Chinese organization. But instead, it is being co-organized by FAO, the Regional Office for Asia and Pacific, and also NACA. And on behalf of Ms. Kondavi Kadresin, the FAO Regional Office Assistant Director General, and also the regional representative for this rep office, I welcome you all to join this workshop about this regional consultation on strengthening governance of aquaculture for sustainable development in Asia and Pacific, as well as demographic changes in fishing communities in Asia. I know, I mean, some of you are from governmental organizations, governmental sectors, but also we have representatives from research institutions and also private sector, as well as some other, NGOs, for instance, who are very much involved in this aquaculture sector. So I welcome you all again in my name, but also on behalf of FAO Regional Office. Fish is a very important source of animal food for the people in Asia and the Pacific, but also, I believe, for all the people in the world as well. According to FAO's statistics, in 2017, total production of fish products reached to around 120 million tons from this region. the average per capita fish consumption of Asian people reached our 24 kilograms in that year, 2017, which contributed to about 22.4% of animal protein in the people's diet structure. In addition, Asian is also the major suppliers of the global seafood trade. Meanwhile, Asia fisheries and aquaculture provides important source of livelihoods to the rural population and also job opportunities in the related supporting sectors, such as input manufacturing, namely this fish feed, constructions, processing, storage, as well as the whole, trade process along the value chain, and also other related service sectors. The Asian fishery sector engaged our 50 million fisheries and also the fish farmers as well as the fish workers along the value chain, but also in this primary production stage. And also nearly equal, I think, this 50 million is about this people employed in the primary production stage, but also nearly another 50 million for all this job opportunities along the whole value chain. So after the very fast economic growth for the past four decades in this region, aquaculture has surpassed capturing, fishing, and also becomes the major source of fish for human consumption in Asian regions specifically. Right now, I know our 60% of the food fish for human consumption is now from aquaculture in this region. Meanwhile, capturing fishery remains an important source of fish for the people in the region. It will continue to play a significant role in the future, and particularly for the people who live on along the coast and also who depend on the capturing fishing industry as well. But still, aquaculture is becoming more and more important in this region. And we know, the population will grow and keeps growing. And also, along with the economic development, people's diet structure is changing. More animal protein is being consumed by the people. So with all this assumption, I feel estimated that by 2030, about 30 million tons of the fish consumption will be made worldwide. And also, we believe it is essential to achieve sustainable growth of aquaculture and maintain the capturing fishing production sustainable, not only for the current generation, not only for our increasing population, but also in a longer run to achieve the SDG goals. And also we know for the SDG goals, this goal one on poverty reduction, goal two on food security, but also other goals have very, strong relevance with the aquaculture fishery and also aquaculture and also fishery sectors. So I believe, our work would be quite significant in this process. And also for FAO, it is our very strong mandate to support the countries to achieve their SDG goals in this 2030 agenda. But we also recognize this the kind of challenges that we are facing. Right now, with the changing social and environmental context, both aquaculture and capturing fishing are facing those new challenges. Aquaculture sector is now facing increasingly stringent requirements in environmental standards. Biosecurity, for instance, biodiversity, food safety and human health, as well as some other social protection requests, and so on and so forth. So Asian aquaculture is a newly developed food production industry. In this regard, the governance of aquaculture sector generally lags behind of other sectors, but also due to the expansion of this sector in this region. So improvement of governance of aquaculture sector is vital to ensure its sustainable growth and better public acceptance for this sector. Capturing fishing also faces various changes and also these challenges. Demographic change in fishery sector in general, but also among the fishery communities, particularly aging, declining population who are engaged in this aquaculture industry as well as capturing fishery, resulted largely from this rural migration and also this kind of development of other sectors that has a very strong competitiveness comparing with the agriculture sector in general. So all this, we see that is happening in most of the countries in this region. And such demographic changes will sure have significant impact on local communities, including the fishery activities, which is the major livelihood of fishermen. In order to support the member countries to build the resilience of aquaculture and fishery sector in this region, IFU Regional Office for Asia and Pacific has been working with the NACA in the last several months for the organization of this regional consultative meeting on strengthening governance of aquaculture. And also, I know that we have been working with some countries for the country case studies. So we anticipate that those country studies, in particularly their key findings, as well as all this, challenges, and also the responses that the government are putting in place to respond to the challenges, will be introduced through the case studies. And those, I think, will be very well heard and learned by the other countries as well in this workshop. So in this regard, I think we really, anticipate to learn quite a lot from this case studies. But also, I think this is also a good opportunity for all of us to change experiences that we have already gathered from our work in the past, but also to work out how we can join hands to move forward to encounter all these challenges, but also to see what kind of enabling environment and also the governance mechanisms we can put in place to enhance the development of aquaculture in the whole region. I know, in the next few days, I think we will have a very tight schedule, but I do think that all these exchanges will be beneficial for all of us. So with this, I think I would like to end my opening remarks by thank you, NACA, again, but also thank the Thai government, and particularly the Department of Fishery, for their support for the organization of this workshop. But also I thank you all for your joining for this workshop, and also special thanks to the countries who have been working with us for the development of the country case studies. So I look forward to your active participation in this consultative meeting, and also I look forward to receiving your very valuable contributions of your knowledge, experiences, and also for FAO, as I said, that we have a very strong mandate to support the member states, but also you all, and also, to see how we can move ahead with the joint hands on this issue. And also for your information, with the new management organization under the leadership of the new DG, Dr. Chu Dongyu, the organization has already initiated a new campaign, namely Hand in Hand Initiative. The major objective is ultimately to support the countries who are mostly needed the international support, in particularly the least developed countries, landlocked countries, seas countries, and also the countries with a food crisis. So I feel it's has been working with those countries in partnership with the development agencies and also the donor countries and also the others. But under this new management, we want to do more. And one specific role FAO aims to play in this hand-in-hand initiative is about matchmaking, to put the most needed countries and also the entities, the communities, with the countries, the communities, development agencies, to provide the needed inputs, in particularly the technical assistance. I think for FAO, this is the new initiative, but we will continue to work with you all to in this process of the achievement of the SDG goals, but particularly the goal too on food security and nutrition. So with this, I end up my opening remarks, and thank you very much again for your joining, and also wish you a very successful workshop, and also wish you a very pleasant stay in Bangkok. Thank you very much.
Good morning. Sawasdee krap. On behalf of Thai Department of Fisheries and myself, I'm pleased to warmly welcome all of you to this workshop who from Asia Pacific country and partner organization SIPDEC, NACA, and FAO. Today is important day for opening session regional consultative workshop with aim to consult on strengthening governance of aquaculture for sustainable development in Asia and related country, review study and study on demographic change in fishing community. The objective of regional workshop to share the result of county study on aquaculture governance to identify gap, issue and challenge in aquaculture governance, to recommend strategy and action to improve and strengthen aquaculture governance, to share results from litigation review demographic study in Thailand and Cambodia and demographic situation in other countries in the region, to identify the opportunity and threat fishing community under rapid demographic change, to recommend strategy and action to prepare fishing community and adjust to demographic change. I believe with the synergy and strong collaboration among us, we shall be strengthened and could expedite to cooperation on aquaculture development in Asia Pacific. The government Thailand through Department of Fisheries would like to give the best regard and cordial greeting to all participants with the workshop on success, fruitful result, and achieve its goal with participants with good luck, peaceful stay, and great time in Bangkok. Now it's time to start this workshop. Regional consultative workshop open. Thank you.